Have you ever seen a really old cupboard, quite black with age and carved with foliage and scrolls? Just such a one stood in a parlor. It was a legacy from great-grandmother and was covered from top to bottom with carved roses and tulips. There were the quaintest carvings on it, and among these were little stag's heads with antlers. In the middle of the cupboard, an entire figure of a man had been carved. He was certainly ridiculous to look at, and he grinned, for you could not call it laughing. He had a goat's legs, little horns on his head, and a long beard. The children in the room always called him the Over and Under General War Commander Sergeant Billy Goatlegs. That was a difficult name to pronounce, and there are not many who get this title, but to have carved him, that was something. And there he was. He was always looking at the table under the looking glass, for on this table stood a pretty little shepherdess made of porcelain. Her shoes were gilt, her dress was adorned with a red rose, and besides this, she had a golden hat and a shepherd's crook. She was lovely. Close by her stood a little chimney sweep, as black as coal and also made of porcelain. He was as clean and neat as anybody, for, as to his being a chimney sweep, that was only what he was made to represent. The porcelain makers might just as well have made a prince of him if they had wanted to. There he stood with his ladder quite close to the shepherdess. They had both been placed there and had become engaged to each other, for they suited each other well. Both were young people. They were made of the same porcelain and were equally fragile. Close to them stood another figure, three times as large as they were. This was an old Chinaman who could nod. He was also made of porcelain and said that he was the grandfather of the little shepherdess, but this could not be proved. He declared he had authority over her and that, therefore, he had nodded to Over and Under General War Commander Sergeant Billy Goatlegs, who was wooing the little shepherdess.
I will get you a husband, said the old Chinaman. A husband who I verily believe is made of mahogany. He can make you Mrs. Over and Under General War Commander Sergeant Billy Goatlegs. He has a whole cupboard full of silver plate, which he keeps hidden in secret drawers.
I won't go into the dark cupboard, said the little shepherdess. I have heard tell that he has 11 porcelain wives in there.
Then you may become 12, said the Chinaman. This night you shall be married, as sure as I am an old Chinaman.
And with that, he nodded his head and fell asleep. But the little shepherdess cried and looked at her heart's beloved, the porcelain chimney sweep.
I beg of you to go with me out into the wide world, for we can't stay here.
I will do whatever you wish, said the little chimney sweep. Let us start directly. I think I can make a living by exercising my profession.
If we were only safely down from the table, said she, I shall not be happy until we're out in the wide world.
And he tried to comfort her and showed her how she must set her little foot upon the carved border and the gilded foliage on the leg of the table. He brought his ladder, too, to help her, and they were soon together upon the floor. But when they looked up at the old cupboard, there was a great stir there. All the carved stags were stretching out their heads, rearing up their antlers, and turning their necks. And the Over and Under General War Commander Sergeant Billy Goatlegs sprang high in the air and shouted across to the old Chinaman.
Now they're running away! Now they're running away!
At that, they were frightened and jumped quickly into the deck of cards and a little doll's theater where a comedy was being acted. All the queens of diamonds and hearts, clubs and spades, sat in the first row, fanning themselves with their tulips. And behind them stood all the knaves, showing that they had a head both above and below, as is usual in playing cards. The comedy was about two people who could not marry each other, and the shepherdess cried because it was just like her own story.
I cannot bear it, said she. I must get out of the drawer.
But when they got down on the floor and looked up at the table, the old Chinaman was awake and was rocking his whole body.
Here comes the old Chinaman,
cried the little shepherdess, and she fell down on her porcelain knees, so frightened was she.
I have an idea, said the chimney sweep. Shall we creep into the great potpourri vase which stands in the corner? There we can lie on roses and lavender and throw salt in his eyes when he comes.
That will be no use, said she. Besides, I know that the old Chinaman and the potpourri vase were once engaged to each other, and a kind of liking always remains when people have once been on such terms. No, there's nothing left for us but to go out into the wide world. Have you really courage to go out into the wide world with me? Asked the chimney sweep. Have you thought how big it is and that we can never come back here again? Yes, I have, replied she. And the chimney sweep looked fixedly at her and said, My way lies up the chimney. Have you really courage to creep with me through the stove, through the iron firebox as well as up the flue pipe? Then we can get out into the chimney, and I know how to find my way there. We'll climb so high that they can't catch us, and at the very top there's a hole that leads out into the wide world. And he led her to the door of the stove. It looks very black there, said she. But still she went with him, through the box and through the pipe, where it was pitch dark night. Now we're in the chimney, said he. And look, look, up there a beautiful star is shining. And it was a real star in the sky, which shone straight down upon them as if it would show them the way. And they crawled and they crept. It was a frightful way and terribly steep, but he supported her and helped her up. He held her and showed her the best places to place her porcelain feet. And so they reached the top of the chimney. And upon that they sat down, for they were desperately tired, as they well might be. The sky with all its stars was high above. They could see all the rooftops of the town below them. They could see far around them, far out into the world. The poor shepherdess had never thought it would be like this. She leaned her little head against the chimney sweep, and she wept so bitterly that all the guilt was washed off her. This is too much, she said. I can't bear it. The world is too big. If I were only back on the little table under the looking glass, I shall never be happy until I am there again. I've followed you out into the wide world, and now you may follow me back home again, if you really love me. And the chimney sweep spoke sensibly to her, spoke of the old Chinaman, and of over and under General War Commander Sergeant Billy Goatlegs. But she kissed her little chimney sweep and sobbed so bitterly that he could not help giving way to her, though it was foolish. And so, with much difficulty, they climbed down the chimney again, and they crept through the pipe and the firebox. This was not pleasant at all. And at last, they stood in the dark stove again. There they listened behind the door to find out what was going on in the room. There it was quite still. They peeped out. There lay the old Chinaman in the middle of the floor. He had fallen down from the table as he was pursuing them, and now he lay broken into three pieces. His back had come off all in one piece, and his head had rolled into a corner. The over and under General War Commander Sergeant Billy Goatleg stood there where he had always stood and meditated. This is terrible, said the little shepherdess. The old grandfather has fallen to pieces, and it's our fault. I shall never survive it.
He can be mended, said the chimney sweep. He can easily be mended. Don't be so hasty. If they cement his back together and give him a good rivet in his neck, he'll be as good as new and may say many a disagreeable word to us yet.
Do you think so? Said she.
So they climbed back upon the table where they used to stand.
You see, this is as far as we have got, said the chimney sweep. We might well have spared ourselves all our troubles.
Only old grandfather could be riveted, said the shepherdess. I wonder if that costs very much.
And mended he was. The family had his back cemented and a good rivet put in his neck, and he was as good as new, only he could no longer nod.
It seems you have become proud since you were broken to pieces, said the over and under General War Commander Sergeant Billy Goatlegs. I don't think there's so much to be proud of. Am I to have her, or am I not?
And the chimney sweep and the little shepherdess looked at the old Chinaman quite piteously, for they were afraid he might not. But he could not do that, and it was irksome to him to tell a stranger that he always had a rivet in his neck. And so the little porcelain people remained together and loved one another until they broke to pieces.